So how about bathroom camping? You know what that is?
Tell me.
It's trending on TikTok, and it's...
Well, then I already hate it.
Oh, you already hate it. Yeah. It's when the bathroom is your safe space. You don't need to use the toilet or even the sink. You just want to get away.
Mm.
And people do it at work when they want to avoid work.
Well, people have been doing that forever.
But it's also done at parties, events, and even at home, especially if you've got kids or your extended family is in town. People on TikTok are almost bragging about how it's an easy way to take mental breaks or hit the reset button. It is kind of difficult to do while you're hosting the Steve and Ted Show for us to go hide in the bathroom.
Can't do it.
I haven't done it. I know you haven't done it.
I've never done it.
There's a business that needs to be done in there, and you need to get in there and do it. Tips for long-range investments. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
You know, for many younger workers who are relatively new to the workforce, making enough money to cover their lifestyle is tough. Often the thought of saving for a retirement 40 years from now is remote, and it's not a priority. Successful investors understand the power of time and its compounding effect. And here are some tips to look long range. Well, the first key is to get your finances straightened out. The amount you have to invest is determined after you cover the costs of essentials, housing, food, health, and after you have funded your emergency and slush funds. The top priority is to invest for retirement. What is your time horizon? Well, that means how long before your kid goes to college or how long before you need to create income from your retirement investments. Typically, long-range investing is 5 years or longer. Your investment strategy and allocation is mostly determined by how long it will be before you need that money. Then, stick with the strategy, only making changes to rebalance or when you need them. Do you understand the investment risks? Longer time horizons generally mean greater volatility. The reward can be greater overall growth. Learn how your investments typically behave in different market conditions. Work with your certified financial planner pro to help develop well-diversified holdings. Work to diversify across several investment sectors like small, mid, and large caps, growth, core, value, as well as fixed income and alternatives. Investments can be managed through individual holdings, funds, ETFs, and other hedging structures. Keep a bead on the cost of investing. That means trading and advisory fees and internal investment costs. If they provide value, it's okay to not go with the cheapest structures. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 2-6-3-1-6-2-6-7-0-600.
Don, I've been trying to a little bit of research on the big, beautiful bill and whatnot, and trying to figure out exactly what's in it. And it's a little difficult. I mean, you got a couple of really slanted versions of what's going on, but there's a lot in there. And I think for me, the bottom line is it's going to create a lot of debt. And that really, I don't like that. That's something for our grandkids to deal with. I wish we didn't do that. I was just, you talk about Medicaid, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. We had to be educated when my mom was nearing the end of her life about how you're going to, you know what it costs? You know what it costs for one person to stay in a nursing home or a full-term nursing home?
Oh, yes.
For a month?
It depends. I mean, if it's memory care, it can be up to $12,000 or $13,000
a month.
Yes.
So, We did some planning to try to protect at least mom's home if she had to go on Medicaid. And there are ways to protect some of your assets. But basically, if you don't frustrate and, you know, get rid of all your assets, you can't get on Medicaid, from what I can tell.
Right, so it's, right.
And you're not going to find it.
Medicare does not cover long-term care, at least not any long period. A limited period. So
it's a complicated issue. And if you're out there and you're 40 years old, say, I'll never have you. Hey, you better think about it, because there are people in this country who go bankrupt quite easily if they get hit by some sort of an illness or something, you know?
Well, and that bill has a lot of ambiguity. It has ideas in there, but when you try to get down to the to exactly how it's going to affect your pocketbook, they haven't, in many cases, they haven't figured that out yet. What they've done is they say, we want this to happen, but they don't say how.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're still having rulings coming down from the Secure 2.0 Act that was passed three years ago. You know, just exactly what that means. In other words, like I said, they make a statement about something, but then they haven't worked out the details on it for several years later. So it's confusing. And if the purpose is just to serve to save some very rich people, some on taxes, to me, I don't understand it.
Well, and the other thing, I wonder how widespread fraud is in Medicaid. If there somebody's defrauding, somebody in the Justice Department, somebody's going to catch them. But anyway,
yeah, and fraud in those cases against Medicare and Medicaid are generally not the individuals that are using the program.
Yeah,
that's very rare.
Right.
What it is mostly is fraudulent medical people, you know, who are stealing Medicare numbers and using that and putting in fraudulent claims. So. It's fewer individuals than it is organized groups that are trying to make money off of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, on another note, today is Be a Kid Again Day. Stop what you're doing and immerse yourself in your childhood memories. Special day is about taking a break from being an adult and going back to being the carefree kid you once were. Ted, don't we pretty much do that every day?
I've said this before. I'm pretty much living in 1979. Ever since. That's basically what my life is.
I think I've been about maybe 63, yeah. 64.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where we are. How about you, Don? Right. What year are you living in, Don?
I'm living in the moment.
liar.
I often do things that remind me of my childhood.
Oh, sure.
So I think that's great, you know. Yeah. So you're out there playing mumbly peg, and you get a wheel with a stick, and you're running it down the avenue there. Then
I'm playing wiffle ball. How about you, Ted? I got a wiffle ball game going.
Yeah, I'm playing wiffle ball and drinking Mr. Piv, and got my striped socks on.
I'm drinking some bubble up, and just enjoying the day. All right. On this date, 136 years ago, in 1889. The last bare-knuckle World Heavyweight Boxing Championship was fought. John L. Sullivan retained his title in a 75-round match in Richburg, Mississippi, against Jake Kilrain.
Get things turned around there in the 72nd round.
Bare-knuckle fighting was banned to cut down on broken hands.
Oh, really? Wow. Imagine that.
You know, if people don't understand. Have you ever been in a fight with Monk? Throwing fists, it's not a nice thing. You can break your hand on somebody's head real easy.
Yeah?
75 rounds. Good Lord.
Well,
if they're 3 minutes around, I presume they were.
I don't know if they were or not.
I mean, when I was a child or a young man, I put on boxing gloves with one of my friends, Ed Hill, and we're out there, and we put a clock on ourselves. After about 45 seconds, you can't even pick your hands up anymore.
You're done.
If you don't think those guys are in shape, that is tough
that
stuff.
That was an old-timey.
75 rounds, man.
Well, you know, people didn't have as much to do back then.
I guess. Orbs, shooting stars, bright lights of unknown origin, call them what you want. But now that 60 of them have been reported in New York already this year, according to Newfork. That's a reporting site for UFOs. Lights literally appeared out of nowhere and changed course quickly, one report from Cambridge, New York says. I have never seen a UFO, but I've told this many times.
But you know someone who has.
My granddad said he swears he saw one.
Yeah.
And it was in broad daylight. Mm. And it was a shiny ship with lights going around like this. He described it. He seemed to be driving a school bus.
Where did he see that?
Out in near his home, out there in Western Kansas.
Western Kansas. Okay.
And I have no doubt we've had visitors from time to time. I think they come in, look us over, and say, "Well, they're still at it," and take off again.
Get the heck out of here!
Get out of here!